Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You like that? That was pretty good. Pepped you right up, right? Nice banjo music. The name of that tune was Margie. Do you remember when songs were written about girls' names? Maria from West Side Story and Gloria. That could be a 50s tune, or there's a Gloria Estefan tune. There's a Jimmy Dorsey tune where a girl sings it, and the name of the tune is Tangerine. There's a girl named Ramona. There's a girl named Sweet Georgia Brown. There's a girl named Hard Hearted Hannah. A lot of girls' name songs. We're going to jump from girls' songs to the findings today of the panel that was investigating the NSA. And from what I can gather, the call of the panel was to shut down the NSA. Now, I don't know about you, but I like a little protection. I mean, that would be the same as the president ordering all gates and fences to be taken down and burglar alarms removed. And you know how burglar alarms work, you know. Somebody breaks in your house and sets off the alarm, and then ADT calls you, and they ask you to put the attacker on the phone. And they remind the attacker that you're protected by ADT. However, there is a shorter route to take if you carry a gun, and then you can call ADT to report a mess in the kitchen. Yeah. We've got blood all over the walls here, and it's disheartening. Yeah, that's the quickest one. This house is protected by Smith & Wesson. But I worry about the takedown of NSA. But more than that, I worry about poor news reporting. And I worry about statements like judge rules, Pentagon rules, five-member panel, and they didn't even say it was five members. Nobody knew how big this panel was. Investigating panel of NSA says close it. Yeah? Who was the judge that ruled? Who was the Pentagon that issued the order that all women have to wear turbans? They didn't issue that order, but they're getting close. It's ridiculous, man. They really sissifying the military. When they get through with the military, you're not going to recognize it. They're going to be doing routines like 20 guys in a Volkswagen. Everybody's going to have a red bold nose. It's unbelievable, man. Suppose you're a clown worshiper and you show up in your clown outfit for maneuvers. Yeah, well, I'm a worshiper in the clown religion. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. Okay, so they said, panel says close the NSA. So I said, well, who's the panel? How many are on it? Let's check out. Don't you want to know the source when judge rules? You know, there was a judge who ruled that a guy named Louis Pepe in Manhattan could not face his attackers in the courtroom, and she ordered him removed. Of course, they had to help him out because he was blind, because he had been stabbed by his two attackers in a Manhattan jail. He was a guard, and they overpowered him and shoved a sharpened hairbrush handle into his eye, I think an inch into his brain or 2 inches into his brain, and he has convulsions and he's blind. And that's Louis Pepe. And so when it said judge rules, I want to know who that bitch was. And that's what it turned out to be, a communist bitch. And the two guys that overpowered Louis Pepe were Al-Qaeda, who had been involved in the first World Trade Center bombing. And Louis Pepe was overpowered by them. He was escorting two of them back to the same cell, which they never should have been together in the first place, and he never should have been escorting two of them unarmed. Okay? But not to worry, because we can prove what happened to Louis Pepe, because there was a video in the corridor that Louis Pepe was attacked in. But you know what happened? The video disappeared. And now Louis Pepe, for the rest of his life, and this is at least a 12-year-old story, sits in the darkness in the lonely world that was forced upon him by terrorists who were coddled by the U.S. government. And that's what's going to happen to you. One day you will be Louis Pepe, because justice is fleeing the country. So I said, just like that lawyer, I mean that judge, that woman judge, I wanted to know who the panel members were that called for the removal of the NRA, and of course our president, the NSA, and of course our president is defending the NSA. You know what they're doing? They're playing good communist, bad communist. Yes, and the goal is the elimination of the NSA. Hang in there. Oh, I said, let's find out who the five panel members were. First, I thought there was 46 panel members, but it turned out it's 46 recommendations and five panel members. The first one is a bona fide panel member. His name is Michael Morell, and as best as I can tell, he's bona fide. He was a CIA director, and he recommended to expand the NSA, not limit it. Now, the second one really upsets me, and the second one is Cass Sunstein, and he's the member of the review group. He is married to Samantha Power, who is Irish, much to my chagrin, and she's now the ambassador to the UN, and she was married in County Kerry in the Church of the of Mary Immaculate. Isn't that wonderful? To Cass Sunstein, who has chucked, I think, one to two wives. Number three is Geoffrey Stone. Hang in there one second. Sorry about that. I'm having a nasal meltdown. Geoffrey Stone. He's a constitutional lawyer from the University of Chicago. Let me tell you, anything that comes out of Chicago, I'm leery about. There are three communist strong cities, New York, Chicago, and California. Yeah. San Francisco, I guess you might say. Okay, so let me see. Number three. Oh, he's also a member of the ACLU. That's the organization that was founded by a communist. And he is a writer for left-wing newspapers and the Huffington Post, which is modern-day communist. He's written about the religion of the Supreme Court and argued that five Catholic judges prevented partial birth abortion. And his newest work that he's working on right now is Sexing the Constitution. Oh, I can't wait till that comes out. Hang in there one second. I really do apologize. Sorry about that. I got a frog in my throat. And but anyway, who cares? Let us see what else. Judges, who opposed a partial birth abortion. And he's working on Sexing the Constitution. Number four is Richard Clark. And I remember Richard Clark at the beginning of the 911 fiasco. The 911 hit, not the one that was in 1993 under Bill Clinton's invite, but the second invite that Clinton sent that knocked down the Clinton Towers. And Richard Clark he apologized to the victims of 911, but I think he was probably really responsible for it. And to give you an example of how he doesn't believe in intervention, he advised Madeline Albright, you know, the champagne slipper gal who horsed around with Kim Il-nook. He advised Madeleine Albright to pull all UN troops out of Rwanda. And even her, she refused, and she allowed a general named Dallaire to keep 200 troops there, and he saved thousands of lives. And you know, the Rwandans lost 800,000 of their people, and Bill Clinton refused to call it genocide because it wasn't a million. Yes, Bill Clinton, the artful dodger, the Bill Sykes of America. So, what else were we going to say? That was four. I'm looking for number five. Number five is a guy named Peter Swire, and he is on the Center for American Progress, and that's a George Soros-funded group. And I believe George Soros is a KGB financier. That's my personal opinion. I believe that he became a billionaire with the money from the Soviet Union. They backed him. They bankrolled him. And he, all of a sudden, he's a financial genius. And he spends all his money trying to destroy the United States. Thank you, George. And always be leery of groups that call for American anything, the Center for American Progress, Center for Happy Americans, Center for the Workers of America. Yeah, beware of those people. And never forget this, the communists study the Constitution better than you do. And they know how to work around it and destroy it. So, story there. I was speaking to Jimmy, and I ran that Center for American Progress by him, and he immediately picked up on it. Said it's a George Soros group. And they're trying to discredit the NSA. And that's how they destroy institutions that are a threat to Soviet dominance of the world. And Obama probably wants to destroy NSA too, but they're playing, like I say, good communist, bad communist. So having said that, I'll set up for the next episode that we're going to cover. And in the meantime, we shall do a tune. Oh, here's a nice one. This is when people used to go steady, you know. They used to go steady, and they would share one soda. And there was no pill, and there was no marijuana. Yeah, there was no marijuana. Only jazz musicians smoked weed. Everybody else was jam tight and jelly free. So, let me see where it is. We Go Together, I'm looking for. We go together like two straws in a Coke. And we don't snort it.
Come over and you meet my folks. come over and you'll meet my folks. Yes, so steady, you are my best love. You are my best love. You are my best love.
Okay, we're back. We're looking at today's top stories. And first article says, healthcare and government is totally fixed and also utterly doomed. Yes, and I don't know if I told you this, but you know that the Obama administration went after Standard & Poor's because Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. government. And they threatened Standard & Poor's that they would suffer the wrath of Obama bin Laden if they downgraded the U.S. government. And they also threatened two other rating agencies, and those two other rating agencies caved. So now Standard & Poor's is being sued by the Justice Department, and they're going to have a fight on their hands. And, of course, the government is going to crush them with our taxpayer money. And if the government loses, well, they'll just pass the cost on to you like they do everything else and to me. But, ironically, two of the other agencies that were threatened that capitulated, now one has got second thoughts and has downgraded all insurance companies because of the weight of the debt that is going to be leveled on the American people. And Moody's has downgraded the insurance companies. So there's trouble in paradise. And the next article is DOD, that's the Department of Defense. And you know who's in charge of that? Leon Panetta. We can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. But we could send 50 guys there to die. That's different. Who cares how they die? Oh, Hillary said that. Yeah. Hillary, blood clot Clinton. Yes, that's right. I had a blood clot. You think I was going to talk to any of those stupid-ass senators up there sitting on their dais? You think I was going to let them cross-examine the great me? I know how to handle crap like that. I know how to kick the poor around. Yeah. Who cares how they died? I got a blood clot. And I'll have this blood clot until I'm out of here. Oh, I'm cured. It's a miracle. I can run for the president. No, no, I didn't have a stroke. Blood clot's a stroke, according to my doctor. Yeah, you're not really, honey, you're not up for the game anymore. It's time you went out and grazed. DOD lets U.S. soldiers keep religious beards, tattoos, and piercings. Oh. Oh, that's out of respect for religion. Oh, good. I can't wait for the formation where the Christian group that worships, uses rattlesnakes, shows up for formation, and the rattlesnake bites the guy with the turban. Yeah, what a bunch of crap. The communists would use anything to destroy this country. They love it. They really love it. They're all out there quoting the Pope tonight. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Beards, tattoos, and piercings. It's time for a new religion. Ted Nugent says politicians check their scrotums at the door, even Hillary. Oh, he must be hated by the IRS. Piers Morgan to Ann Coulter. Are you responsible for dividing the country? No, Piers, you are. Piers, let's face it, you're jealous because you were supposed to be the Duke of New Jersey. Yeah, and you ruined your country, and now you're over here ruining mine. And never trust a guy that's named after Piers because he may be hanging around Navy ships looking for God knows what. Schumer to poison the Tea Party. Chuck Heinrich Schumer who hates the Latinos. Yeah, I hate those Latinos, that Elian Gonzalez. I got him good. And that stuttering fool, Judge Estrada, that Bush wanted on the Supreme Court because he was super genius. But he couldn't speak, and I made fun of him. I made him choke on his own words. I looked so intelligent. And not only that, there are people. I have a friend who has as homes for the aged, and he's getting trouble from the Filipino nurses. These Filipino women are nothing but trouble. They're worse than the Latinos. Yeah, and they wanted a raise, but I fixed them good. Most of them have to travel by train or bus, and I threatened to transfer them out to nursing homes that can only be accessible by cars. We Democrats, we know how to hurt the people. Yeah, the Communist Party comes first. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Chuck Heinrich Schumer voted to burn the flag, votes to kill kids. Votes to kill kids. That's not very Christian of you, Chuck. Yeah, Chuck comes from the state, in the communist state of New York. We got a communist governor. We got a communist anti-Catholic governor. Yeah, we got a communist mayor. It is terrible, man. We got a communist city council that wanted to put a mosque across the street from 911. How's that? They're working for I Love New York. No, you're leaving out two words there. I love to New York. Yeah, unbelievable, man. What crap we have here. Yeah, it's unbelievable. They ought to change the Statue of Liberty to the mannequin peeing. A board declares NSA data sweep illegal. There you go. Says program should be ended. We just covered that. White House slams Syria for possible murders, remains silent on Iran's aid. Yeah. Oh, we're negotiating with the Iranians. You ever see the Iranians? You know how many centrifuges they had before Obama came in? They had 5,000. You know how many they got now? 18,000. And Obama just freed up money so they can buy more. Please, Mr. Obama, we give you everything. Just free up the money. And so we can buy more centrifuges for peace. Yeah. And then they said, we never promised anything. We got the money. Yeah. ARP, one more big brother. I got to tell you, somebody has to give ARP a run for their money. I know that AMAC is trying. But I wish GEICO would come over and take over health care and everything. I trust that little GEICO. I trust him. A matter of fact, he should run for president. We'd be better off. And as pro-lifers march on Washington, Obama says abortion helps women fulfill their dreams. Let me tell you something. You want to see a nightmare? Do a surprise inspection in an abortion clinic. Watch what they're doing. Watch and learn. You know what? Bring your kids with you. And answer any questions that the kids ask you when they come back down from hysteria, hysterics. Yeah. It's the same thing with same-sex love. Yeah. If you're going to do cucumbers, condoms on cucumbers in school, you should have two guys demonstrate how one pushes the other one into the hospital. Yeah. Are we being played part two? Yes, we are. The dehumanizing morality of the communist left. More and more, my friends, you're going to hear the word communist because we are a communist country. The party of death, which used to be the Democrats, is now the Communist Party. They voted to burn the flag. They voted to get rid of God, and they vote to kill kids. Today, 4,700 babies died. Tomorrow, 4,700 more. Planned slaughterhood alone kills 3,000 American babies a day. 1,200 white, 1,100 black, and 700 Latino niños. And I watched last night Jammu on Fox explaining why abortion is good. And nobody would say to her, Jammu, do you know that today 1,100 black babies were butchered? How can you justify abortion? And if she could stop smiling for the camera and justify that, man, I'd like to hear that justification. The lie of global warming, proof of communist indoctrination. There's another word about communists, okay? I call it global warming. And you know what? Fox had one of my pictures up the other day. It cracked me up. I said, look, that's my picture. But I got it from the web, and they got it from the web. But you know what the picture was? It was one polar bear, and he was on top of one little piece of ice. It was like a pedestal, an ice pedestal with just enough room for the polar bear on top. And when I sent that out on the internet, the caption underneath was, I'm the only polar bear left, and this is the last block of ice. And I had another one, too, that was even better, and that was one polar bear standing on a glacier, and he has one foot in the air, standing on one foot. And on that caption I put underneath there, ooh, this ice is hot. Yeah, the lie of global warming. Yeah, it was all a moneymaker. My friends, we're in trouble. We're not creating anything. We're creating BS, and we're making money on BS, and we're selling stocks for BS companies, and we're not making anything. We're not cutting a piece of cloth into two pieces to make two suits. We're selling air, hot air, and this global warming is a big ripoff. And who's gaining? The government. The government is getting a bigger piece of you every day of the week. Just look at your utility bills and see if you recognize or don't recognize anything you see on there. Expanding the racial profiling ban is surrendering to Islam. Benghazi putting the lie to the lie. I got a story on Benghazi tonight. It's going to rock you. Deaf Seahawk fullback Derek Coleman breaks the sound barrier with his fans. God bless you. God bless you, Derek. I got to watch for him in the Super Bowl. Just an arrogant, lying bully. Oh, that must be Governor Cuomo. The Lion King. That's a good one. I used that one already. The Lion King. America hates me because I'm black. Oh, don't feel bad. America hates me because I'm white. Yeah. I got the same problem you got. I got the white race card. Is prodigal GOP inching home? I'm worried about the GOP. They're going to self-destruct. They're going to do another Romneyville. And we're going to be in trouble. We'll go to a tune, and then I'll set up with, I'll find that story on Benghazi. It's going to make you sick. Oh, man, well, that's a 15-minute tune. I can't play that one. Oh, being that the communists are knocking Jesus, I'm just going to ask them one question. Oh, here's even a better one. Well, we'll do this one first, and then I'll give you the other one. I only have one question. Were you there?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
They're still crucifying him, buddy.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
They're still nailing him.
Were you there?
Were you there?
Whoa.
Convert the entire Middle East to Christianity, everybody loves everybody. That'll never happen, history says. Yeah, we know. We know. Hillary's State Department hired Al-Qaeda-linked a security group who helped attack the Benghazi compound. This is tonight's shocker revealed. Yes. Why would any American vote for someone who hires a known Al-Qaeda-linked security firm to help protect a U.S. embassy compound along with the Americans inside it? You know what? I used to belong to a street gang when they only fought with fists. And we had more protection than those guys had at Benghazi. That's the question that needs to be brought up when Hillary officially announced her campaign for president. You may also want to ask Hillary why this fact was obviously omitted from the State Department Sanctioned Accountability Review Board, ARB. You ever hear ARB? I love it when these politicians use these acronyms that nobody knows, and you're completely lost in the hearing. That investigated the attack on the Benghazi compound. First off, I'm a believer that there are still communists in the State Department, and they've been there in the 50s when Joe McCarthy called them out. And if you want to talk about fighting communism, you got to look up McCarthy, but more important than McCarthy, the Venona Papers. Those are the KGB's own testimony on who worked for them in the State Department. They were on the payroll, and they're still on the payroll. I don't trust that State Department further than I could throw a piano left-handed. According to the 88-page Senate report, that's exactly what happened. The Senate report revealed that the State Department contracted. And you look who's running the State Department today after Hillary faked the blood clot. You look and see who's running it. It's John Kerry. John Kerry is a communist. He's a gray poupon communist. You could call him a ketchup communist. He testified against American troops while still in uniform. He faked military wounds. There's a picture of him. You can Google it. There's a picture of him sitting in front of a North Vietnamese flag, wearing his military uniform. Contracted with, the Senate report revealed that the State Department contracted with the Libyan 17th of February Brigade Militia to provide security outside the Benghazi compound. The 17th of February Militia is part of the Ansar al-Sharia banner group, who is known to have ties to Al-Qaeda. All these embassies all over the world use outside police to protect them, all the American embassies. I know because I had a Kuwaiti partner for business, and I went to Dubai, and we went to Dubai, and I wanted, this is no lie, we went to Dubai because the State Department, the Department of Commerce, said you can do business with Iran even though it was illegal to do business with Iran, they were, at that time that I was there, they were encouraging it. So I says, let's go to the Iranian embassy. And my Kuwaiti partner, he had a heart attack. He was shaking like a leaf. And I said, come on, we'll go and we'll pitch him for some business. So we went in, we knocked on the door. We went past an Emirati guard who was guarding the gate. And I says, you see what I look like? You see me? If I don't come out, you call George Bush. And we went in, and the Iranians looked at us. Everybody looked at us, man, you know. They got a bomb. What are they doing? There's Americans here. What's up here? What's going on? And I did my pitch, you know, we'd like to do business, blah, blah, blah. The Commerce Department, the government of the United States says it's okay. And the guy says, well, here's the name of a couple of newspapers you can advertise in. I said, thank you. And then they let us out by another door. Imagine if that guard had called George Bush. Unbelievable. So, the 17th of February militia is part of the Ansar al-Sharia banner group, who is known to have ties to al-Qaeda. Additionally, Ansar al-Sharia has been implicated as the group who carried out the attack that killed U.S. Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans. So now you know, we hired our killers. How's that? We gave them a contract. They signed the contract. You know what? Hillary's mistake. She should have put a clause in there. You can't kill us. She should have put a you can't kill us clause. They would have honored that, wouldn't they? They say, hold up the attack here. We got the clause in the contract says we can't kill them. Outside the compound, let me see here, the report states that at the time of the attack, there were three armed members of the 17th of February militia serving as part of the external security at the Benghazi compound. I was against going to Benghazi from the beginning, and I'm a big hawk, because Gaddafi was no threat. When Gaddafi seen the American tank columns are coming out of the dust storm, making a right turn into Saddam's palace, he gave up his weapons of mass destruction right on the spot. Look here. Look, I'm giving them up. Come on, take a look. Inspect. Take what you want. You want some gifts? Yeah. And you know who else was doing a dump, Panthers? The Iranians. Because we were a half hour away and we had Iran completely surrounded geographically. And that guard that came out of that sandstorm and rolled into that palace could have been in Ahmadine John's house in a half an hour. Outside the compound, the security team asked 17th of February brigade members to provide cover for them to advance to the gate of the temporary mission facility with gun trucks. The February Brigade members refused, saying they preferred to negotiate with the attackers instead. Now, do you remember Mogadishu, the run-out in Mogadishu? That Les Aspin had pulled all the American tanks out of the country, and we had to run to the Pakistanis. For armored personnel carriers to go in to evacuate the wounded. And you know what the Pakistanis said? We're having tea. Eventually, the security team initiated their plan of assault. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And if you don't believe me, there's a wall in Washington with 59,000 names on it, and they all died under Democrats. And then the commander-in-chief, who was responsible for those troops serving on the battlefield, said out loud, I choose not to run, but I'm running. And he ran away. Some members of the 17th of February Brigade jumped into the vehicle, and a few 17 Feb members followed behind on foot to support the team, according to the informal CIA notes provided to the committee. Yet the ABR report sanctioned by the State Department reported that the members of the 17th of February Brigade actually helped American personnel to avoid a roadblock after leaving the compound. The ABR paints a completely different picture of what happened and the role of the 17th of February Brigade, and it says nothing about their ties to Ansar al-Sharia and al-Qaeda. So who are you going to believe? I'm going to believe this report. Are we supposed to accept the ABR, which basically was the State Department investigating the State Department? Last night I said it. Tony Three Fingers, Lucchese, they found the body in the trunk of his car of a competitive capo regime. And he said, "I'm shocked and appalled." That's a Democrat buzzword. "And I'm demanding an investigation, and I'm appointing my brother to look into it." Yeah. And that's what the State Department is doing, and that's what Obama's doing with NSA. They got it. And Jimmy from Brooklyn reminds me the Soviets always back both sides. And if you ever see politics in the United States where the big money boys come in, they always back both sides because they know that they don't want to be wrong on the winner. And that's a game. So who are we going to believe? Are we supposed to accept the ABR, which basically was the State Department investigating the State Department, or the U.S. Senate investigation, whose report clearly lays blame on the Hillary Clinton's State Department and provides further evidence of it being covered up? Hillary Clinton is just as evil and vile as Barack Obama, and she is elected. And if she is elected president in 2016, you can be assured that conditions in America and abroad will get worse, not better. And I believe that, and like I said, there's two great weaknesses the United States has, especially under the party of death, the party that has no God. They kicked God off the party platform in the last convention. The party that votes to burn the flag and kill American children. And there's 20 comments here. I guess the Muslim female assistant to Hillary, who had close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, paid off, huh? Yeah, and her and Hilda Beast may be closer than we know. Oh, I don't want to go there. That's sex talk. I agree with an idea, too. I will believe the U.S. Senate investigation, these are individual people quoting, as the State Department investigating itself, that is a huge joke to anyone with common sense. You know what we're all doing? We're all reporting on our own stupidity because we're all saying that, this is happening to us and we're letting them get away with it. The main problem with the State Department investigating itself is that it isn't funny. I can't agree with you more. I will vote you up more. The whole case it stinks from the head to the bottom. But I like to highlight it. Hillary got to go. We can't afford another disaster. I believe she is worse than Obama, if that's possible. And here's one from iExpat. The butcher bitch of Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, and her boss, the incompetent socialist Muslim Marxist, and there's the N-word, which I will not repeat, should be in prison waiting for the guillotine to be erected, period. Well, you know what? The high blood pressure cuff is getting tighter around the American arm. My sincere belief is both Obama and Hillary attempted to do a prisoner transfer between Stevens and the blind sheikh, and that is why she ordered a stand down. She thought the kidnapping plan was being executed. Unfortunately, the team she hired, probably with input from Mo Bros, decided honor was more important than a prisoner exchange. And here's one, dang kids, I hope they all get what's coming to them. I want to see it so I can cheer them to jail or death, whatever their fate is. Hillary Clinton, you are the lowest form of pond, you know. You will never be president. Oh, man, you better hope that we get a good count on the next election. I hope it's not being counted in the Kremlin. Remember what Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. And if they can take American fighting men's vote ballot and mark it ammo and stick it in an ammo dump till after the election, they can do anything. I can only hope that the powers in charge were just too naive to realize whom they hired. No, my friends. Not when you got lawyers. Lawyers have a nose for everything. That was either not caring information or total ignorance of the situation. Imagine the USA hiring German to defend an outpost in Europe during World War II. The question would have to be asked, what were you thinking? Although I have no doubt this occurred, the progressives have nothing to worry about. Most Americans are too effing stupid to even understand where Benghazi is, let alone have a clue about the government hiring Muslims. You know what I said? They think that Benghazi is a Japanese plane. Only took a week to get a special prosecutor for Christie about closing two traffic lanes. Now, how long will it take to get a special prosecutor for this next criminal action relating to Benghazi? How many years has it been already? Oh, we got to go back to 93 and the first hit on the World Trade Center. How was that covered up? And how many Americans lost their lives with the Christie Bridge? Hillary is just as anti-American as Obama. How she gets away with all this crap is just unreal. She's got the media on her side. My friends, the media elects the president. The media elects the president. The media elects the president. Get that in your head, and then you'll know who your real enemy is. Your enemy is guys like Chris Matthews and Piers Morgan and Wolf Blitzer Rafsanjani. The left, the media has always been shoving communism down our throats. Well, we have Obama, who is the worst danger to our country that we have had in many decades. George Patton said, twice in my lifetime, I saw my country recover from assassination attempts. I doubt if they will recover a third time, with missiles being what they are. Basically, that's what he said. And he's right. And you know what he said about liberals? He says they're communists, they just don't know it, but some of them do. Some of them do, he said. And they're still here, they never left. They just burrowed in. I call them termites, because they're gnawing on the oak of freedom. Anybody that can convince a woman to kill her child, her flesh and blood, and I'm not talking about the life of the mother in jeopardy or rape victims. I'm talking about blood of my blood, love of my love. How you can do that? My God, I feel sorry for you. I often say, before a woman walks into an abortion clinic to kill the blood of her blood, she should walk into a firehouse and look at all the guys sitting around having coffee and tell them where she's going and see what they say and see how hard they try to talk her out of it. Firehouses to rescue life. It would be very hard for those guys not to try and persuade you that what you're doing is murder. For the government.
Wait.
announcing tonight that there's been a breakthrough in 3D uterus images. And that's going to be more convincing that those fetuses are just like us. And, I mean, when you hear a guy like Britt Hume come out and say abortions will be ended once it is proven that the child feels pain, and I don't know if you know it or not, but the Republicans try to pass legislation that children in the womb should be given painkillers, anesthesia, before they're executed. And the Democrats voted it down. And the reason that the Camos, the party of death, voted it down was because they would have to admit that a child feels pain. And I always liked the argument, it's only a little piece of tissue. Well, we're all little pieces of tissue, and if you don't think that tissue feels pain, you come to my dentist's office and we'll talk him into letting me drill into your gum line to a little piece of tissue. Moody's downgrade, result of Obamacare. It was just a matter of time before Obamacare started crumbling under its own communist weight. You know, I'm putting, and you hear the word communist, that's me, but I notice more people are using the word communist. As a matter of fact, a guy called me today who listens to Sean Hannity religiously, and he says, Tom, for the first time in my all the years I've been listening to Hannity, he's used the word communist. And that's a good sign, because when you eliminate the word liberal and substitute communist, and you eliminate the word progressive and you substitute communist, and you liberate the word socialist and substitute the word communist, it's going to make people think twice. And that's all we want you to do, is think twice. At the same time, today it is being reported the Obama administration has privately admitted that the Affordable Care Act is poised to bankrupt insurance companies and potentially even the United States itself. At the same time, Obama made a money grab. The communists wanted to make a money grab. The more money the communists control, the less money for defense. The less money for defense, the weaker the country. The weaker the country, the easier it is to take over. You know, in a corporate takeover, you don't have to be the majority to take over the company. I've heard of corporate takeovers where only 25% of the stockholders ended up taking over the company. And there is a ratio. If you talk to guys that are in the stock market, and ask them what percentage of the company do you have to own in order to control it. It is not a majority. So, where were we? At the same time, Moody's credit ratings agencies has downgraded the U.S. health insurance industry because of the Obamacare's risk of collapse. If you notice, none of the insurance companies said boo up until recently. None of the pharmaceutical companies have said boo at all. They were already taken care of. John Kerry was on the panel, beware of panels, evaluating the health care plan that they were going to dump on the American people. He had inside information on what pharmaceutical companies were going to do good, and which ones were not going to do so good. And he played the stock market with investments of $500,000 on many companies, per company. And he dumped stocks in other companies that he and his wife held. And that's a matter of record. And they are allowed, only the House and the Senate are allowed to trade on inside information, because the same House and Senate passed legislation that said, we can steal, but nobody else. We can steal. So you know what happened? The public found out that they pulled this stunt, and the public was outraged. So you know what they did? They said, okay, we're going to rescind that law. And 30 days later, they reinstated it when nobody was looking. And that's what they're doing down in Washington. They're lining their pockets. That's why I say they should all be made to go to work wearing stockings over their head and pirate costumes, all greasing their own tracks. Fox News has reported that and they're also dirty. And Mike Savage says they should all be drug tested. Wouldn't that be a shocker? Yeah, make me president, and the first morning that we're in session, I'll call for a surprise drug test. Yeah, then we'll have impeachments. Okay, so we're down to 10 guys. So what? That's what the Democrats say when they get caught. And they can't have no more excuses left. So what? I mean communists. I keep mixing the two up. Democrats are over in the Rhino Party. Fox News has reported that in a recently declassified Department of Health and Human Services document, the administration has admitted, oh, how they hate Fox, don't they? Oh, you're not listening to Fox, are you? They got all the kids brainwashed, all of the Saturday Night Livers. Yeah, all brainwashed, not to listen to Fox. You don't want to hear the truth, do you, kid? Smoke that marijuana. Good, it's good for you. Take a little of that white powder on the side there. You'll be ready. You'll be ready to go out in the world. You'll build this country. Yeah. Fox News has reported disclassified information. The administration has admitted that Obamacare puts the entire health industry at risk, potentially leading to their default and disrupting continued services and coverage to customers. So when this whole thing collapses, then Obama will announce we're going to go to single-payer communist insurance. And all of a sudden from China, you're going to hear, hey, you owe me 1 million tree. You owe me 1 trillion. Where's my money? I take real estate. I take real estate. You got 2 million foreclosed houses? I got 2 million troops. We're coming to take, we're going to go live in the neighborhood. Yeah, you don't think that can't happen? Huh? They got guys wearing burkas now in the military. Yeah. Unbelievable. I want to see the sergeant show up in a burka. Hiya, Sarge. Hiya. Are we going to do dress right dress today, Sarge? Man, we're in trouble. You know what? We're all going to the front in taxi cabs and limousines, but we're all going to the front. Don't believe me that Obamacare is about to collapse. Moody's Credit Ratings Agency has just downgraded the U.S. healthcare service industry, dropping its outlook from stable to negative. Stable to negative. And that's the condition of the country. Stable to negative. The credit agency spokesperson has said that the unstable and evolving environment of regulatory changes is responsible for the downgrade. Obamacare is a recipe for disaster. You got to see from a little 1 to 2 page contract, business contract with the government, how it is morphed into 1 to 2 pages a month of different rules and regulations. And over the course of 10 years, 2 pages became 200. And a lot of lawyers got paid for doing nothing. In Minnesota, for example, the state health exchange has already become insolvent. Minnesota is estimating that it will take 2 years to fix their website fiasco, and they are already running a $2.5 million deficit. Do you know who could do a fantastic job with health care, keeping track of the payments and who gets what? A Chinese laundry. Did you ever take your shirts to a Chinese laundry? The guy doesn't know who you are. He doesn't want to know who you are. He takes your shirts. He writes B17 in the collar. And that's it, man, on the inside collar. You go back there a year later. He looks at you. He goes, B17. Man, and then he does the math on an abacus. It's unbelievable, man. how some people can survive. A grocer can add up 200 prices on a brown paper bag. And here you got kids now that if they don't get the right change, they can't give you your change. Yeah, unbelievable. My greatest shock in business, I hired a guy. He was about 20 years old, and he was working the counter. And the guy came in, and he bought 10 bolts, and the bolts were 10 cents each. He says, he's got 10 bolts at 10 cents each. The guy put 10 on a tape machine, on an adding machine. He put it down 10 times. And that's when I knew I was in trouble. And you know when else I knew I was in trouble? In the 60s when I watched the American industry. Well, they were already being EPA'd, but I watched the workforce honesty quotient go from 99% honest to 9% honest. And that was a heartbreaker, a heartbreaker. I know guys that used to say to their employees, I know you're stealing, just leave me a little something. Without a way, and now everybody's got to take a lie detector test in order to get a job. How much will you steal if you work for us? I'll only steal 25 G's. And you know what helped the stealing? Drugs. It's because the guy had to buy the marijuana, and he didn't have the money, but your register was open. And then, of course, he went from marijuana to cocaine because marijuana is a gateway drug. It's an additive. It's not a gateway drug. It's an additive. You add to it. Without a way to process payments, the only way to beat drugs, my friends, there's only one way. There's only one way that you can guarantee that you'll never be a junkie. You cannot do the first one. That's hard in the beginning. But 10 years goes by real quickly in the blink of an eye, and you're going to look around and you're going to see some dead buddies. And you're going to say, gee, am I glad that I made that decision 10 years ago. I gave up smoking when I was about 26. And man, am I glad I gave it up. And I used to smoke 2 packs a day. Then I met my wife. I had given it up. And then I met my wife, and I started smoking heavy. But then eventually I gave it up. And I was so proud of myself when I did. And I was feeling healthy. Because while I was smoking at 18, I had cigarette cough in the morning. And when I gave it up at 26 or 28, whatever the year was, the cigarette cough went away. So if you want to beat drugs, never do the first one. And you'll be jam tight and jelly free. You see, on the federal and state levels, the back end of the Obamacare website that is supposed to process payments hasn't even been built yet. Hasn't even been built yet. So they're talking about signing up people, but how many people are paying? Without a way to process payments, there's no way to get the insurance companies the money they need to insure the people. You know what this is? This is somebody who bought an Erector set at 10 years old and just found out there are pieces missing. Oh, man. This has led the Obama administration to strongly encourage health insurance companies to insure people even if they haven't paid for coverage yet. Well, look at this is the same philosophy. Uday Pelosi, she said, what did she say? Listen, the bill and then we'll find out what's in it. And now she's saying, pay the bill and don't find out what's in it. This is bad, man. This has led usually stable insurance companies to post deficits, it should be, for the first time in their histories. Oh, those insurance companies, they're not going to take a beating. They were lied to by Obama. Oh, that's going to be the hearings. Okay, John Hancock, tell us in your own words what happened. Obama lied to me. He's lying to everybody. I thought he wasn't going to lie to us, but he lied to us too. Yeah. Well, is anybody covered with insurance now in from your company? No, we don't pay anybody. We can't pay anybody. As a matter of fact, that we just laid off. As a matter of fact, you know what? I called my doctor and his phone is disconnected. Currently, Obamacare includes provisions to use tax sucker money. There's no such thing as a taxpayer. No. A taxpayer is a guy that knows what's going on. We're all tax suckers. Use tax sucker money to offset the costs suffered by insurance companies related to the Affordable Care Act. I often say, if you stepped outside your house and took one step outside and you saw all the people that are leeching off of you in government, and they were all standing there and you had to take in cash what your check is, and you had to spread it out among all the people that are waiting. AIDS recovery, you got to give him $7. This is abortion, you got to give him $10. Yeah. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is aid to jihad land. Oh, you got to give them $20. Oh, this is Obama health care. Just give him everything. Give him everything. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? We're in trouble. Currently, Obamacare includes provisions to use tax money. Are you going to take this sitting down? Are you going to open up your wallet and pay for this? I'll tell you who's not going to pay. I'll tell you who is not going to pay. What do they call them, the millennials? They're not going to pay. You think a young guy is going to pay for me? He doesn't even know me. Why would he pay for me? Because it's the Social Security system. He doesn't care. He's not paying. He's still in the basement with his parents until he's 26. He's not coming out of the basement. Besides, they just legalized weed. Why is the incentive for him to come up and give money to hospitalization? You think he's going to pay for all the illegal immigrants in California that are demanding heart transplants? How about that the guy, the murderer, on death row, he just had a sex change operation? You're just learning about that now. That's been going on for at least 10 years. We know a nurse that gives hormone shots to guys that have had sex change operations. How's that? You know Richard Speck, the guy that murdered all those nurses in Chicago? Do you know he was getting sex hormones to make his breasts bigger? How's that? And that's all being paid by the tax sucker. You have no idea where your money's going and how it's being used to destroy you. All of the money that Obama picks up today is to buy votes for the party of death. There is not a dime for a Republican, unless he's a rhino. And that's the new Democrat. And this is what we've been waiting for. No longer is it just Republicans who recognize Obamacare as a failure. Now you have the Obama administration and major credit ratings agencies both saying, and all this guy is using the IRS for and the Department of Justice for is to punish his enemies. Hitler wasn't this clever. And the guy saying the time to strike is now. Okay, so I've exhausted my time, and I'm going to go to a tune. And I hope you got something out of the show tonight, even if you think I'm crazy. Sometimes, what do they say? A stop clock is right twice a day. So this is the stop clock show. But I tell you one thing I never want to be able to say to you. As a fellow American, you know what that is? I told you so. I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. I told you so. So, we'll give you a little parade song so you can march off to the tax department and pay the VIG.